NPR's business news starts with the latest look at home building. The government releases its newest construction spending report later this morning. Economists will scrutinize those numbers for signs of life in the housing industry. Expectations are not high. Early predictions suggest construction in July was probably flat compared to June. That may be because of declines in commercial building and residential apartment construction.
And when construction slows, there's less of a need for all those massive yellow construction machines. Excavators, front loaders, skid steers, many are now on the block. Now, that auctioneer to buyers and sellers at this heavy machinery auction in Longmont, Colorado, prices here are another indicator of where the economy's headed. From Colorado Public Radio, Zachary Barr has more.
Ritchie Brothers bills itself as the largest industrial auctioneer, holding sales all over the world. At today's auction, a new piece of heavy equipment rumbles across a runway every minute and is then sold to the highest bidder. Bidders like Jim Culverwell from Arizona.
I've done it in the dirt all my life.
Culverwell's retired now, and he's looking for a deal he can resell for a profit.
Well, what I look for mostly is small crawler tractors, older motor graders.
Culverwell also pays close attention to everything else for sale. And so do others, like Dave Pate, the owner of a large construction company in southern Colorado. Pate says business is terrible, so today he's strictly a seller. Flipping through the auction catalog, he notices something that gets him really discouraged. 35 scrapers for sale, many nearly new.
Usually you might see a half a dozen scrapers, and usually they're all junk. The stuff I'm looking at out there looks like it's really nice stuff.
A scraper is an enormous machine. It churns up tons of dirt in seconds and then deposits that dirt somewhere else. It's like a giant self-loading dump truck. Now, the secondhand scraper market is volatile and telling because scrapers are mostly used just for the biggest jobs.
They're the first in on road building. They're the first in on a new subdivision. And when they're selling their stuff, they don't see nothing coming up.
So just how telling is the used scraper market as a leading economic indicator? Robert Frank is an economist who teaches at Cornell, and I tell him about all the scrapers getting auctioned off. He cautions against taking it too far.
Just because maybe there are fewer really big jobs, the ones where you'd use the scrapers, doesn't necessarily mean that overall activity is going to be depressed to the same degree.
It just means that the biggest jobs are not there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the big jobs employ a lot more resources than the small jobs.
We're going to go down, and we're out of the motor graders, into the scrapers, ready to jump on some nice ones today, I'm telling you.
Back at the auction, the scrapers roll in, and it's like celebrities just walked in the door. Everyone stops what they're doing and stares. After all, a new scraper can cost $1 million.
Oh, six, low hours home. Here we go.
Prices for all used heavy equipment are down about 30% from where they were a year ago, and scraper prices have slipped even more. Just a year ago, a late model scraper would have set you back about $500,000. The first one sells for $250,000. From there, prices plummet. One bidder waits patiently until the very last machine drives across the ramp. And then he nabs it for just $132,000. And to him, that says a lot about what's happening in his industry.
You can tell there's no dirt work out there at this time.
Shane Olick's Nebraska company primarily hauls sugar beets, but recently fell into a side job that requires a scraper. Earlier today, Olick gave his new purchase the once-over, but he wasn't able to examine it closely.
I don't know what's wrong with my machine. It seems like it was pretty reasonable, so maybe there's something wrong. I didn't see it.
Still, Olick says, the price was so good that even if he has to spend another $100,000 to fix it up, he'll be all right. For NPR News, I'm Zachary Barr.